Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure. To continue to be with you, I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm really glad you're here. I'm glad Kim Levine is with us too, ladies and gentlemen. Kim is a friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the best-selling author of Mommy Millionaire, also another book I'm holding in my hand, The Mommy Manifesto. You're starting to get the picture here, folks. And she is the president of Mommy Millionaire Media. She's, many of you have seen her on television and heard her on this show many times before. And she is a mommy business owner, a woman business owner, also a mommy with an attitude, and that's what we like about her. Kim Levine, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim, and I appreciate you giving me that wonderful intro because I'm a mom, and, you know, women are starting businesses at twice the rate of men today, and primarily because they want to stay home with their kids.
And you've got to be in your bonnet, don't you, right now about that, don't you?
I do.
You're upset about something, and I think we need to talk about it. Tell the audience what you're upset about.
Well, you know, I'm on a mission, Jim, to start a million new businesses in America, and because, you know, 15 million people don't have jobs right now, and I say this is a time of historic opportunity, and we were in the midst of the biggest entrepreneurial revolution in this country before this recession
happened. That's right.
And women are starting those businesses at twice the rate of men today. Women own 48% of all businesses in America, and the U.S. Census Bureau says that by 2015, we're going to own 55% of all businesses. But here's the problem, and here's what I'm on a mission to fix. Even though we own 48% of all businesses, we only get 4% of all the private equity money that's out there,
mm-hmm.
angel investment and venture capitalists. There's $20 billion alone in angel capital every year, and it's not going to women-owned businesses. As a result, only 3% of women-owned businesses have revenues of $1 million or mm-hmm. more a year. And
you
need to correct that.
You know, Kim, the good news on this front is that thanks to the efforts of some of the pioneers like Lillian Vernon, Mary Kay, and others, and many of them whom I've interviewed on the show over the years, you know, the ceiling that women were bumping up against with banks has been cracked, has been broken, and for the most part, women have access to loans when they need them, when they can justify them, just as men do. But this thing about private equity, this 4% number is ridiculous.
Exactly.
But now the thing about it though is sometimes the profile of a woman business owner in America is there's a real profile, and that is that most women-owned businesses are not businesses that are going to grow and go public and be acquired.
You know,
that's the profile that we've had in the past, Kim. All I'm saying is that that's one of the things where investors. That's the position they're coming from, isn't it?
And that's partly true. And let me just address, and I appreciate you bringing up that, yes, women do appear to have equal access to bank loans. But the problem is the credit market has dried
right.
up. There's
right.
no bank loans out there. So you have to master this private equity market because I say in my book, The Mommy Manifesto, it's the bank of the future. You know, this whole credit market, you're talking about, you know, your next segment on credit reform in Washington. This is going to be paralyzing the capital funding of businesses for the next couple of years. Let's just acknowledge that.
Yeah.
So women need to master this type of funding. And I broke it down in my book. You know, why is it that only 4% of women-owned businesses get money? Is it that they're not asking for it? Is it that they don't want it, or is it that they're not getting it?
It's probably all three, isn't it?
It is all three, Jim. Yes, a lot of women-owned businesses are service businesses, like hair salons and spas and things like that that don't.
And God bless them, everyone.
Exactly, because wow, you know, that's an important business, and running a service business is the best.
And they're making a darn good living for themselves, maybe even finding financial independence. And
exactly.
and that person is the farthest thing from their mind is going public, being acquired, and the last thing in the world they want or need is an investor.
Right. And you know what? You don't need to go public or be acquired anymore. You know, I know angel investors are a relatively new phenomenon. And what they're doing is they're putting anything from $50,000 into a company to $2 million.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you want $50,000 to run your modest consumer business, making a simple product, you can get that from angel investors. You don't have to go out there and, you know, not like VC where you have to go out there and write the $100 million exit strategy.
Right.
So, you know, I brought this up on my blog at mommymillionaire.com and asked women, do you not want this money? And, oh, my God, Jim, I was overwhelmed by the response. These women are saying, I want this money, and I want it now.
Did they understand? Now, here's the thing you got to do, though. And now, Kim, you know where my heart is on this issue. But I have to be, I'm the tough love guy.
Yeah.
And so we have to make sure that these women understand, that these business owners understand what is involved when you take on an investor. It's not like taking a loan from the bank. You pay them back and they go away, you know, they go away forever. Investor, when, you know, the money comes in, it doesn't have to be serviced like debt, but now you've got somebody who owns a piece of your company.
Right. Well, you know, I say that's a good thing, you know, because I tell people money from investors is essentially free money. Exactly. You don't have to pay it back. And frequently, these investors bring a great skill set to you. You know, they're experienced investors.
Now, wait, Kim. Now, when you say you don't have to pay it back, let's make sure. I know you know what you mean, and I know what you mean. But it does have to be. That capital has to be returned.
Exactly.
It doesn't have to be serviced like a loan.
Right.
But the capital has to be returned, hopefully with a profit.
Exactly. In a stock, equity, or distribution.
Or just buying them out.
Right. Right. Exactly.
You know, over time, you see that's one of the things you can do when you set up with a private investor is you can set up a payout schedule.
Exactly. And I started a course on helping women how to raise private equity. And yes, that is the strategy, not only to understand how to write an effective business plan and handle the financials and,
right,
you know, have the guts to stand in a room and make a presentation,
right,
to a panel of all male investors, but also
Kim, hold on to that thought, Kim. We have to take a quick break, folks. Kim Levine and I are talking about women, business ownership, and private investing. We'll be right back after these messages, 20 after.
In a white room with black curtains, near the station.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I'm Jim Blassingame, if I didn't say that. I'm your host, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Kim Levine. Kim is the author of Mommy Millionaire, also The Mommy Manifesto. That's a book with an attitude right there. Kim, tell us how we can find you online.
They can find me at mommymillionaire.com, where they can get lots of great business resources and information and inspiration.
Well, exactly. I hope you check that out, folks. And now, you're going to be able to find your million new business project?
Yes, I am on a campaign, Jim, to help kickstart a million new businesses in this country, because 15 million people don't have jobs. And I tell people, everything is changing. Don't confuse change with fear. If you're one of the people who are sitting at home, you know, last week they publicized the fact that of those 8 million people who lost their jobs in the last year, half of them have been without work now for 6 months.
Yeah.
And I tell people, you're not going to wait out this recession on unemployment benefits
alone. No, that's exactly right.
You have to learn to think differently, and you have to do it today. The first people who are going to embrace this new economy and change are the people who are going to not only survive, but thrive. And in my new book, The Mommy Manifesto, and online at MommyMillionaire.com, I tell people how you can start a service business for $500. You know, I know some people who got laid off. A friend of mine was in IT at a huge pharmaceutical company, lost his job when they downsized, turned around, started his own consulting business, got hired back in, making six figures within a year. That is the kind of way
you've got exactly. You've got to quit saying, "Okay, here's my resume. What do you think?"
Right, and these big employers were happy to get rid of all of his expensive employee benefits, you know, his pension and his medical and all the carrying this guy on the books in an uncertain economic time. You know, they were happy to hire him in as a consultant and pay him twice as much.
Right.
Because, you know, that's...
And he's got some... He's got some... Now he's got some independence.
Exactly.
It's his own business. And this is going to be... See, this is all part of what I predicted. Even though things are tough right now, this is just a blip on the radar screen of what I'm calling the century of the entrepreneur. And I predicted this in 98. I started talking about the 21st century as the century of the entrepreneur. And what I was trying to say, Kim, was not that everybody was going to own everybody was going to be a business owner. It was that the when I said the century of the entrepreneur, I meant everybody has to think like an entrepreneur. That includes entrepreneurial employees. That includes the person like you were talking about who doesn't want to have employees, but they want to have their own business and be a contractor for another company and make a lot more money.
Right. And you know what, Jim? You don't have to have a degree. I don't care if you're a laid-off construction worker. If you got a lawnmower, you can start a service business tomorrow. If you're working at Walmart, why don't you start a personal concierge business where you just pick up groceries for people to drop off on your way home? You're there all day. You know, I don't care if you're a laid-off CEO or working at Walmart. You can start a business tomorrow for $500. And some of these businesses... Think Geek Squad, okay?
Yeah.
I'll tell you how to protect your intellectual property and, you know, how you could potentially start a $1 million business. That was a guy who, you know, was a computer tech. We all have people like that in our life.
Right.
With great intellectual property and branding, turned it into a franchise, sold it to Best Buy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way people need to think. You're right. Everybody, whether you were an entrepreneur or not, you are now, and you have to think like that in the workplace as well.
Because you don't own a business or haven't thought about owning a business, you're thinking, the way you think about your making your living, providing for your family, where you're going in the future professionally, has got to be entrepreneurial.
And you know what, Jim? Everybody's afraid. You know, they're afraid of the future. They're afraid. They don't know what to do. And I tell people, hey, life is too short for fear. Kick fear to the curb. And, you know, everybody tells me everywhere I go, Jim, and I travel the United States, and I've been doing this for a couple of years now, I want to start a business, but I'm afraid. And I say, okay, the only way you can mitigate risk is with information. So write a business plan, number one. And number two, reduce the risk. If you're only risking $500 to start a business, who cares?
You know, Kim, the thing about if are you old enough to remember job security, the concept of job security? Do you probably heard your parents?
I think that was around just
you probably heard your parents talk about the concept of job security. Well, here's the thing, folks. Job security has always been a myth. And but in the last 10 or so years, it's official now. Job security is a myth.
Right.
Get over it. Get over it.
You can't have lifetime employment anymore.
Yeah.
And even the idea of spending 20, 30 years at the same employer is a detriment to your resume.
It's not very entrepreneurial, I'll tell you that.
No. So I just tell people, just get up off the couch. If you're spending 10 hours a week or 50 hours a week looking for a new job, spend a quarter of that just thinking about starting a business. I even have a course online for $99 at MommyMillionaire.com that will walk you through the steps of starting your own business for $500.
Kim, I got to wrap it up. I need some more websites. Give it to us again.
Well, MommyMillionaire.com. You can go there and read an excerpt from both my books, Mommy
and Millionaire. Can they find out more about how you're trying to help women get investors?
Yes, you can find out how you can take my courses there and help me kickstart a million new businesses. And
Mommy Millionaire is one of the books. Mommy Manifesto is the other one. Kim, thanks for being here. Good job today. Keep up the good work.
thanks so much, Jim. It's always great talking to you. Thanks for everything you do.
Don't lose that attitude. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.